Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Good morning. Memorial Day weekend. We are here, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I say we, I mean the wonderful Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens.
Good morning, everybody.
There are other people here because, you know, radio show, it takes a village. So, Will is here also. So, but Joey Linderman, Enchanted Gardens. So that's out just west of Cinco Ranch, basically. So it's right west of Houston, kind of in the Richmond zone out there, but beautiful spot. Great day, and this is a big weekend.
This is a big weekend.
It's a big weekend for you and all of our co-op members because it is, work on it, wacky water-wise weekend here on the show, but it's a water smart weekend,
tax-free. Tax-free on lots of things that we have, plants, trees, shrubs, compost, mulch, soils.
That's phenomenal.
Yep. So get out and take advantage of it.
And the cool thing is that it's also Memorial Day weekend. So, you know, we honor those people that have served this country in great, incredible, heroic ways. But the sale goes through Memorial Day itself.
Right.
So the tax-free session goes all the way through Monday. So it's not not just you know, today and tomorrow. So that's kind of great. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are a co-op of knowledge specialists. So we've gathered folks just like Joey from all over the city that have places a lot like Enchanted Gardens. So those places are Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. Also, Kingwood Garden Center is kind of new to the fold. They're with us now. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Plants for All Seasons just past 249. I mean, on 249, just past Louetta. So really cool spot up there. And also Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And Anita will be in later on at 8 o'clock. Just, you know, here live with us once Joey says bye. So, we're going to do a Wacky Water-Wise Weekend show. So we're going to talk through that. I do get to announce the winner of the latest photo challenge on Facebook. Joey, if you don't know, I'm putting up pictures of plants. Name that plant! And we actually got MicroLife to give away. So,
awesome.
You know, I pick one winner every week that win, and then I post a new picture after the show, pick a winner, and then it's, you know, it's kind of keep on going. It's fun. So, been a great. You want to try saying the title of it? Name that plant? Oh, game show. You got to just say game show style.
Name that plant!
That was so much better than I do. Shouldn't have had him try it. Now I feel weird. No, I'm just kidding. That was awesome.
Okay.
Great job. So we got that going on. We'll announce the winner in the next segment, actually. Very exciting. So, yeah, wacky water-wise weekend. We also do want to know what's on your mind. There's rain coming. It's warming up. We're looking right at summer. That's why this water-wise conversation is so appropriate. And so if you got summer concerns for some plants, let's say you're new to gardening. This may be your first summer. I'll tell you something right now. It gets hot.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Joey, can you confirm that it gets hot in summer?
It does. Yeah. Generally, every year it gets hot.
Yeah.
In summer.
Okay.
I'd agree with that.
Great. Yeah. So we kind of have 100% agreement on this thing that it gets hot in summer, and that does mean some stress happens to your plant, and that can mean that you need to come up with some strategies. So if you have questions about that, questions about your tomatoes, peppers, summer vegetables, whatever you got, we are happy to help you out. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711 is how you get in touch with us, and we're looking forward to talking to you and helping you become a better gardener. Home Show Garden Pros.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Create your own healing center at home. Let Mother Nature boost your immune system and take away your stress. Love her back with MicroLife, Mother Nature's favorite food. At MicroLife, we believe healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people are all connected. That's why our fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible and do no harm. Add MicroLife fertilizers and you'll grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, this is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
In celebration of the Wacky Waterwise Weekend, that's the happening. We do want to make sure, because it's not just about the plants you get and how you take care of the plants, but actually what you do with your water. And that's where Mike Ball Irrigation comes in. Not all irrigation companies are the same. I know that's like super regular advertisement sort of talk. But I trust Mike Ball so much because I know they use the latest technology in irrigation, and that whole focus is on saving water, using less water. So if you ever thought about it, like the reason that we save water in our city is because, frankly, it's a cost to clean. It's energy, it's labor hours, it's all this other stuff. It's not just like we're running out of water. I mean, the Trinity River, I don't know if you've ever seen that river, but it's not something you would want to drink straight up. But it's our water source mostly, and so it's like it takes a lot of energy to use water. So the less you can use means the more money you save and the less waste you involve when it comes to kind of being a citizen. So 30% more effective are Mike Ball's irrigation landscaping than your average system. They focus on efficient watering the roots, not just spraying the water into the air so it can go onto your street. That's always the best to see, is when water just spraying out in the street and you're like, oh, cool, good. But they use smart controls. That's that technology. Literally, it knows when it needs to water. It doesn't just say, okay, wait, arbitrarily water in the rain, you know, or a day after a rain. It knows to not water. So a lot of great ways to do this. And they do retrofit old systems, and they do repairs too. One cool thing they do is they do checkups. So it's like your system is like anything else. It needs a little bit of maintenance. It needs somebody with somebody who knows about it looking at it. So really cool stuff. And results from kind of using Mike Ball irrigation: healthier plants, which is nice. Smaller water bills, real nice. And less work, super awesome if you're talking about summertime action. So, because as we confirmed earlier, it's hot. They also do beautiful landscaping. I would invite you to go to their website, which is MikeBallIrrigation.com. There's a reason we call them Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. It's not just the name of the company, but they do those things incredibly well. So any kind of landscaping, whatever your vision, whatever your dream, Mike Ball can do it. And I think you'd be very satisfied with the price also. They're awesome. So one more time, MikeBallIrrigation.com. Joey Linderman.
Yes, sir.
Joey's here with me, 281-496-5711. And we're talking gardening as usual.
That's right. We're ready to do it.
We're going to get into it. We'd love to help you out also, 281-496-5711. It's a live radio show. That's what we do. We're here talking live. So this is our favorite way to connect with you, is by you giving us a call, 281-496-5711. But we also have a Facebook page. You guys have a very active Facebook page, Enchanted.
Yep, sure enough.
What's the latest post on it? Do you know what, like, the last post? If I checked the Facebook, what's the last post?
You checked it right now?
If I did, yeah.
I don't know.
What do you feel like the last one you remember is?
Oh, there's lots of cool stuff.
That's true.
Yep, lots of cool succulents out right now. Still some vegetable plants and fruit trees to be had. There's and lots of great heat tolerant and water wise plants out there.
Circling back.
I like
it a lot. It is a really transitional time because, I mean, I know there are folks, kind of tomato purists, that even recently, like soon, will be pulling out their tomatoes because the weather's going to get too hot to make any new ones. They're not going to let it be, they're not going to let it be green in their garden. They're going to pull it out to make new space for some of the summer vegetables that maybe they didn't have space for before.
Yeah, yeah, there's still summertime vegetables that you can plant, like okra and eggplant, peppers.
Yeah.
You know, you can still plant peppers this time of year.
Summer peas, all those peas.
Right.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, yep.
And some of those take up a ton of room.
They sure do.
And so you kind of want to get some room in there. Anyway, that's what we're doing. You guys have an awesome Facebook page. We have an awesome Facebook page. In fact, I mentioned that Facebook contest we're doing. We have a cool website too, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's a listen now button, so you can actually listen to the show without turning on the radio. Great way to access us if you're not in your car or sitting by your radio, like those pictures from the old days, you know. I recently saw an awesome documentary about Amelia Earhart, and they had quite a few of those scenes where people are just sitting by their radio.
So, yeah, different day. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, certainly a different era for sure. But yeah, so that listen now button's great. There's also the Ask a Pro button. So we do that where people send us a question and we answer it. So Joey is about to answer a question, Ask a Pro button. You ready, Joey?
The suspense is terrible.
Okay, so this is it. From Kelly, asked this question. My grass is turning a different color green. What's happening?
That is a fine question. So it could be a couple of different things. You know, it looks like from this picture, just certain areas are getting a little pale. You know, it could be lack of some nutrients in there.
Yeah.
Could be due to overwatering. Overwatering sometimes leaches a lot of the nutrients out of the soil.
Yeah, it does other things too, overwatering.
Like what?
Well, I mean, maybe encouraging a few different diseases that we don't want to have happen. I mean, it kind of looks like she has a yellow kind of space that's sort of patchy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like
there's a – yeah, the worst thing for overwatering for St. Augustine, you know, is going to be brown patch, which is going to, you know, fire up a little bit later. But it's by far the most – or it's definitely the second most, or if not the most common problem with St. Augustine. Mm. It just can devastate a St. Augustine lawn.
But so, I mean, this time of year, we really should start to see our St. Augustine just totally flourish and flush into like active growth.
Yeah, yeah. So back to her problem.
Yeah.
Adding some nutrients, you know, on a weak lawn, I would not use a chemical fertilizer, you know, adding some sort of mild organic fertilizer. Either a granule or a liquid would help green that back up and also improve the health of the soil to hopefully prevent brown patch from happening.
Yeah, because Kelly's lawn sort of looked a little like weak, not just – I mean, you didn't see kind of the robust St. Augustine. It was kind of like looked sort of new and not really growing fast. So I like that idea of a weak lawn. Like if you're not – a week goes by in my lawn and it's like I have to mow. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my gosh. This is crazy. You know what I mean? And so if that's not the case for you with your St. Augustine, there's a chance that your St. Augustine is potentially kind of falls in this category Joey's talking about of weak. And
right.
So you don't want to put down something that maybe will damage it even more. You want to put down something that will coax it into health. So that was awesome, that idea of a weak lawn. Because going into summer, that's when you're going to see a flush of growth. But like anybody who's weak, if they went out to try to play tennis – say, or soccer, they would like not be able to do it for very long, and then they would start to feel really bad. And that kind of happens in our lawns. This summer is the game, and the lawn will grow fast, but then, man, August rolls around, you're going to get slammed with problems.
Yep, that's a fact. So doing some of those organic fertilizers right now will get it in shape.
Nice, yes.
To make it through the July and August heat when it's really tough on the grass.
Okay, that's awesome. So, yeah, so Kelly, get some good kind of I think the MicroLife multipurpose is a great thing to use for it when it comes down to it, to just encourage it slowly. Of course, my absolute favorite thing to do is compost top dress with good compost. And there are a few companies out there that do that stuff. So did want to take a moment, now that we're talking about Facebook and the website and stuff like that, to announce the winner. Denise Reeves. Congratulations, Denise. You're our winner. We'll be in touch about getting you some MicroLife because you successfully guessed the plant, which was hibiscus. Hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
Yeah. Yeah. All eyes in hibiscus. It's interesting. Oh, there's that one you. So congratulations, Denise. And again, 9 o'clock, I'm going to post a new plant. And this time I'm really going to try to stump you, though. Now, you guys are too smart and sick of you getting right. So I'm going to really try to stump you this time. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, we want to hear from you. Joey's here to answer gardening questions. One of our most skilled – I'm actually glad you're here on Wacky Waterwise weekend. Granted, you did name the weekend. But also because – you guys deal with so much water smart stuff, kind of being on in the prairie. You know what I mean? Not kind of in the clay, swampy stuff down southeast, but really out west where it's really prairie and dry plants do much better. So, but we'll be right back. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants. We are currently open for in-store shopping. We still continue to do phone orders and curbside pickups, so give us a call. Although it's warming up, you can garden year-round in Houston. We are flush with new fruits, vegetables, and herbs. We've got the best selection in town. We've got summer-blooming trees and shrubs, things like vitex, crepe myrtles, and roses that are in full bloom around town. We're stocked up on them. Trying to make your yard wildlife-friendly? We have excellent native availability. Great options for butterfly host plants, bird attractors, hummingbird attractors, or just fragrance for your yard. Also, we are stocked on soils and mulches. Now's an excellent time to do exactly what Danny and I always talk about, compost top dressing on your lawn, or add a fresh layer of mulch to your beds before the summer heat really sets in. We're located in the Heights at 611 East 11th Street. Follow us on Instagram or check out our website, buchanansplants.com. Call us for phone orders at 713-861-5702 or come in. We're open 10 to 5 every day. And now back to Joey and Danny.
Joey?
We're back.
That's right. We're back. Danny here. Okay, we're going to really kind of explore this. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. I can promise if you do have a question, somebody else has that question. So you'll be helping somebody out, which really solidarity. You know, it's like, it's great.
It is.
Do you like solidarity, Joey?
I do. Sometimes.
Me too. So our first kind of phase in this Wacky Waterwise weekend. So if you don't know, it's a tax-free weekend, mostly on stuff that saves water. So I know for sure I'm getting a new dishwashing machine and clothes washing machine this weekend because there's tax. But it applies to pretty much all things gardening as well. And so we're going to talk through some perennial plants that don't use water. So it's just like some of the, you know, and I think everybody in their brain thinks of like cactuses, right? Like, oh, well, I don't want to yard a bunch of agave, right? Or yucca that's going to scratch me. But they're not the only plants that don't use much water.
No, not at all. There's lots of blooming plants that or low water use that are beautiful and bloom all summer.
And I'll just say this real quick, is that when we say low water use, we're not talking about needing 10 inches a year, which is good because we get 40 to 50 inches a year, if not more than that on some days. And so these plants that are water-wise, still the rain is enough, right? That's right. The idea. The rain is enough for these.
Once they get established.
Once they get established. So tons of really beautiful shrubby flowering things, unique plants, but also just there are a lot of like classic plants, that classic evergreen shrubs that don't need much water. So we'll do that thing where we kind of bounce them back and forth. I'm just going to jump off the gun and talk about salvias, just being these amazing options that use pretty much no water. Amistad salvia is like a 6-foot dome, beautiful, dark, dark purple, gorgeous plant. And then you got all the little salvias. What's that little bitty one that's like super short and kind of lays its leaves flat?
Like May Night salvia or Blue Marvel.
I actually need to get some May Nights. I may hit you up later today. So there's just so many salvias that like don't need much water but are just gorgeous plants. I mean, I have yet to see one, but I would love to see just like a landscape that's only salvia. You know what I mean? Like a couple trees and only salvia. I'd like
right.
that.
Yeah, there's, I mean, I bet we have 20 different types of salvia right now. There's so many shapes, sizes, and colors.
Right. And some of them are like really well known, like the Mexican bush sage. And some of them, you know, like the May Night salvia, most people haven't heard of, but it's right. a tiny, cute, beautiful little plant. And, you know, you don't just have to plant your low water use plants in the ground. These are actually really, really good for pots also.
Yeah, definitely. You know, all the plants that we carry have spent their whole life in a pot.
That's right.
So as long as you keep the water conditions the same, then they won't know any different.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're new to gardening, pot growing in pots, growing in containers, is a little bit more challenging than in the ground, but it's also a lot more controllable. So that's something to keep in mind. All right, what's the number one, not number one, what's your first perennial plant that don't use water much?
Lantana. You know, there's lots of different types of lantana nowadays. The old-fashioned ones used to get giant and, you know, were kind of too big to put in a lot of places. But nowadays there's compact varieties that only get, you know, 16 to 24 inches tall.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that one. It's yellow and it's like, it makes like a really simple, beautiful green mound, gold mound or something like that.
Pot of gold lantana.
Yeah.
Is a compact variety.
And it's like not this huge leggy spreading thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
this tight little mound. And I can imagine you could like kind of make a row or a line out of it pretty gladly, and then you'd have this explosive color.
Yeah, yeah, they're nice and bright. And they come in all the different colors, you know, the yellow and then the orange and red bicolor, the pink and yellow bicolors. Yeah, there's lots of good varieties.
No, that is awesome. All right, my next one is, and not enough of us use perennial grasses as part of our landscape. They're really, really wonderful in like a bank, so five-ish plants, but just muley grass, the coastal muley grass, it's gorgeous. Gulf Coast muley is what it's called. But it puts on this really showy pink bloom. And then also you get a lot of small birds in it in winter. So really cool. And it can be a good hiding place for the little lizards that will eat your pest bugs, the anoles.
Yep.
So muley grass. And there are a couple different types of muley grass, but all of them are very, very water smart. So that's awesome.
One of my favorite low water annuals is purslane.
Oh, yeah.
Purslane is almost has a succulent type leaf. Nice bright blooms all through the summer. Pink, red, yellow, white mix. But one of my favorites I can remember all the way from when I was a little kid.
I remember the first time meeting purslane too, when it was in full bloom, and it was just like all these gorgeous Easter egg colors and just being like, whoa, like what is, yeah. I need more of this in my life. It's so much joy.
Yeah, nice and bright.
That's a really great one for a pot. And if you do that, you just want to plant it dense.
Yep, and very forgiving if they don't get water.
Absolutely.
They'll bounce right back.
That is awesome. And so those are some kind of like, you know, smaller. Most of our stuff was under 3 feet. And so we're going to take a break and then come back and explore a little bit some bigger plants that are water smart. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610-281-496-5711.
The Home Show Garden Pros will answer more of your questions in just a moment.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we actually have a chance to talk to one of my favorite speakers that OBA's ever brought in. I saw her a few years ago, and that's Suzanne Wainwright Evans, also known as the Bug Lady. Suzanne, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
And I just want to assure everybody, the Bug Lady is because of her expert knowledge based on insects, beneficial, and pests, not because she's half woman, half insect. So what are some just of the top native beneficials? And I'm thinking of really the Houston area. And I know that you kind of know the country pretty well, but we have caterpillar problems in the fall and then leaf-footed stink bug problems on tomatoes. And these are two things that, like, people kind of are always having problems with. But what would be something, a caterpillar sort of preventative solution, if that makes any sense?
And the thing is it's tough with caterpillars.
Sure.
Because many caterpillars people want, monarchs, they want the swallowtails, Gulf frilatories and things like that. Mm. But if it's a caterpillar that's going to eat your crops, you don't want it. And often many of the beneficials are indiscriminate on caterpillars, whether we want them or not.
I see.
Paper wasps are predators on caterpillars. So if you're a farmer and you have a caterpillar issue, you want those wasps around. If you're growing milkweed because you want monarchs, you don't want those wasps around.
Wow.
But the wasps don't know the difference in our perception of what people want and what people don't want.
Suzanne will be the Bug Lady, will be on webinar. That is the 28th of May at 5 o'clock. And just go to the OBA website to find out about it. We'll be posting on our website and our Home Show Garden Pros Facebook page. But a huge story that's out there that's bug related, and you got to bring it up. But how overblown is this murder hornet situation?
On a scale of 1 to 10, about a 50.
Oh, my God, that's high.
And all my friends now have seen murder hornets in their yard all across the eastern United States.
Sure,
and have been bartered with pictures. And it's always either the European hornet or a cicada killer or a paper wasp. And what's interesting is it's that the nest was actually found last year in Canada, and they eradicated the nest. And honestly, I think if the COVID situation wasn't going on right now, that this finding the dead body of one hornet would have just gone completely unnoticed.
Sure.
But I think everybody's dying for any news that's different than COVID news.
Sure, and I appreciate you kind of, bringing a knowledge set and expertise. And we're super excited that you're doing this webinar for us. Again, May 28th, 5 p.m., put it on your calendar now. Suzanne Wainwright Evans is going to come in, super knowledgeable. Kids love bugs. Most adults are fine with them, but there's so much to learn and do for and with bugs. So I'm super pumped that you're giving us some of your time.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a good afternoon.
281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. Joey Linderman here with me now. We're talking water wise. How to take advantage of this tax free weekend, go to an awesome gardening shop, not, just like Enchanted Gardens, or maybe just go to Enchanted Gardens. And while you're there, you can actually make some decisions on beautiful plants that are a little bit better for using up too much water, So we're kind of going through some stuff. We talked about some kind of, 3.5 to maybe 1 foot plants. And we kind of, gave you some good ideas on lantanas and salvias were two kind of categories, really, because they're big groups of plants. And so I asked Joey, what are some bigger ones that maybe are really water-wise, water-smart, but still attractive in the landscape?
If you're looking for a small ornamental tree, Texas mountain laurels are great. They have the purple blooms in the springtime.
And they don't just require less. I mean, they don't just use less water. They're like...
They're very minimal.
Yeah, your best bet is to not water them ever.
Yeah, they pretty much take care of themselves. They grow native in the rocks in Austin.
yeah.
They can do that. They can survive in your yard.
Now, they're gorgeous, very dark green leaves, really interesting flower. And you want to plant them high, right, in Houston because of that exact reason. They're not going to love sitting in a bowl of water. So it might be a great way to kind of consider, you know, how to improve the hole for doing stuff. I love Esperanzas. Again, this is something that will end up going towards small tree. You can prune them, but, man, just gorgeous flowers, interesting leaves, just all of that stuff. So it's another one. Can you think of any, like – and really, like, they don't have to be Texas natives when it comes down to it. And I guess it's a good segue to the next thing I want to talk about, Joey, but it's any just steady evergreens that are water-wise and, like, don't like water.
Dwarf yopon hollies.
Okay.
And full-size yopon hollies,
yeah,
for that matter. Yeah, once they're established, they also can pretty much take care of themselves. Again, they, you know, the yopon hollies grow native around here.
And right.
If they can survive on their own.
You shouldn't have a problem taking care of them. Yeah, and you know, I think the dwarf yopon, there's like a few different varieties of it. Some have a little more splash of red, some are darker green. But they are underused because they really, you can do them in like a very dense planting. You can make lines out of them. To me, they're like, why aren't people using these instead of boxwoods? It's kind of something I think about because they almost never get root problems.
Right. Yeah, and there's a new variety that came out, you know, 4 or 5 years ago called micron holly, maybe 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But micron hollies only get 20 inches tall and 20 inches wide. So if you like something, you know, really tight and full and dense,
right,
and short, that's a good one.
That is awesome. You know what's funny? It just occurred to me, you know, Houston, it's good to be water-wise, good to use less water, but sometimes we get a lot of water. And some stuff... can't survive a flood. You know what I mean? But I feel like everything you said right now, like, can.
Yeah, they can take it dry. And also, when we get those long periods of rain, they'll be fine with that.
I feel like even the lantana would be another example of something that, like, it'll be fine after a flood or a drought.
Yep.
And those are the kind of plants that I really love. And maybe that's what water-wise is these are tough. So, but the only way to – so I'll ask you this. We're talking about plants. There's so many plants. In fact, I think of Enchanted Gardens and, like, the whole nursery is pretty much filled with water-wise plants, right? Like, y'all really kind of specialize in plants that will survive and do well in the area. It's like not – you don't have a bunch of plants that are going to die quickly. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And so, yeah, I mean, there are plants I could think of in a greenhouse or indoor plants or specialty plants that maybe aren't water-wise. But generally, all of the co-op members are selling plants that are proven in the area. But, like, it's not just the plant you choose, right? Like, there are methods that people could be doing, practices that would make their plants more water-wise.
That's right, yeah. But, you know, the number one thing is to plant the right plant in the right spot. You know, if you're planting a part sun plant and full sun, then you're going to have issues with it.
So, like they say, location, location, location.
That's right.
So, sun... Full sun is it, even southern exposure. So we say a little bit about southern exposure as far as, like, what side of the house, northern sun.
Right. So the, you know, if you're going to plant full sun plants, they need to be on the south or the west side of the house. You know, sometimes the north side of the house is part sun, depending on how close you plant to the house and depending on what time of year also.
Yeah.
And then east side is, you know, morning sun. The morning sun is not as intense as the afternoon sun. So sometimes that's a little easier to get things going on that side of the house. Even though this time of year, you could probably plant full sun plants on the east side and be fine because going into the summer, the sun's intense almost all day long.
Yeah. And it comes up early. I mean, it, you know, 6:20 this morning was about sunrise and that's a lot of light it'll get. So, okay, so that's great. And we're going to kind of keep this conversation going. So we want you to think planting beautiful plants that are going to be easy to take care of, something you should do. And then what actions can you take to make your beds, your plants, your setting more water-wise? So, and, you know, hey, we want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711 this Memorial Day weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right. Home Show Garden Pros is back. We're on Sports Radio 610. And now we're talking about this water-wise weekend, kind of making our conversation appropriate to that. I remember after the drought, right, like all everybody wanted was drought-tolerant plants. Drought-tolerant plants. All these succulents came in, but they weren't all that appropriate for our area. Right, so when we're talking water-wise, we want like actual like proven area plants. So do want to, as we're talking about, you know, being wise and using water well, Monterey Lawn and Garden, I feel like this year's been so wild. Maybe it's because I've kind of really tuned in to my home a little bit more, home garden a little bit more, but it's every single week I'm like, oh my gosh, I need this, you know, and I realized I was talking about a couple weeks ago about, and I've had this infestation of armyworms on my tomatoes. So I did two things that were really helpful. One is I took a lot of the foliage off. So the red wasps, not murder hornets, but the red wasps could kind of police it, you know. And the other one is I sprayed with BT. And, you know, you can buy the pack of BT from Monterey. BT is Bacillus thuringiensis. It's a type of bacteria that caterpillars can't digest, and so they don't like it. Or if they did, they pass, they die. But it comes in this, like, mixable thing where you can mix it, and you put it in your sprayer and put it on. And then, like, it also comes in just these – anytime you see anything that says RTU, that's just ready to use – and that just means you get the squirt bottle and it's ready to spray. You don't have to do any mixing. You probably just shake it. But like that BT Monterey ready to use bottle easily covered five plants. Like I did a half of it covered five plants. And these are big tomato plants. And so it's kind of, you know, a pretty convenient way to go is that RTU from, they have a lot of different products, the RTU from Monterey Lawn and Garden. The recent crisis I had was I was looking at my teak outdoor table. And I noticed some mushrooms growing in it. they're growing in it. So it's just been outside. And, you know, I guess it had a gap in it. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. So I used the Consan 20, kind of did a spray on there again. You know, the easier to use bottle was what I used on that. And it was awesome because it totally cleaned it out. It actually kind of brightened it up, dried it up. And now I feel good about sanding and refinishing it. So Monterey Lawn and Garden to the rescue. We're talking Sluggo, Sluggo Plus, BT. They got a great honeybee attractant. They have nematode control, disease control, and all the stuff that I'm talking about. A lot of it is organic, so it's really, really amazing. So you guys sell it at Enchanted.
Yep, sure.
All of our pro co-op locations. You got any other favorite Monterey Lawn and Garden product that you...
I think you covered them. That's
thank you.
Yeah, you did a great
those
job.
Those are just
that.
The ones I've used this spring, though. So, but great stuff. Check out all their stuff at their website, too. It's just MontereyLawnandGarden.com. But ideally, just go into your garden co-op location and ask about their great stuff. So... that's what we do. 281-496-5711. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're remembering kind of heroes that have moved on, given their lives for this great, great country. So our best way to honor them is to do our best, right? To try our best, to work our best, to improve. And that's what we're here to help you guys do. So Jan, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Joey?
Good morning. I have been pulling weeds from my St. Augustine grass during the stay-at-home orders, and I've got it pretty well cleaned out. I'm going to top dress, I think, if that's the right thing to do. But I'm wondering if it would help, because I know that I couldn't possibly have gotten all the roots. And I'm wondering if putting down pre-emergent before a top dress would work.
You know, top dressing this time of year would be great. That'll help kind of insulate the roots and the soil and your lawn and keep the moisture in and also add nutrients to it. As far as pre-emergent this time of year, it's probably getting a little bit late. And, you know, for the roots, as you say, that you missed, pre-emergent doesn't really affect the roots. Pre-emergent will sterilize the seeds before they germinate. So if they were existing weeds, then that's not really going to do you any good.
Okay. Just as a curiosity, do we have cockle burrs in this area, Southwest Houston?
You can, yeah, definitely.
Well, that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, no, you definitely can. I've had thousands of them in my feet when I was a kid.
Well, and it chokes the roots of the St. Augustine.
Yeah, and usually that stuff grows in, you know, poor soil. So improving the soil with compost and maybe some MicroLife fertilizer, that would improve the soil and hopefully deter weeds like that from growing in your lawn.
Okay, well, I thank you for the information.
All right, thanks for calling.
Jen. This is usually we're getting out of the big weed season. So, you know, if you can encourage your St. Augustine to grow, Jan, and maybe dominate other weeds that come up. And there's very few in full sun that St. Augustine won't overcome. And so if you see those, pulling up by hand is great. But yeah, this is not really our pre-emergent season for anything. So thanks so much for that call, Jan. And I hope you do a compost top dressing. Like Joey mentioned, there's so many incredible benefits. So great question. And we're really getting into like lawn season, the season where the lawn really can kind of take care of itself if you just do a little bit pushing forward. So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'd love to hear from you guys. 281-496-5711.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard. ArborTrue Tree Service, science-based tree care. Nature's Way Resources, for quality soil, mulch, and compost, the key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
The nice man's right, 281-496-5711. Talking gardening, talking being water-wise. On Home Show Garden Pros, I got Joey Linderman here from Enchanted Garden. And, you know, Enchanted Forest is kind of like a, you know, team. You guys are a family.
Yep. That's the sister store. So Enchanted Forest is located near Greatwood on FM 2759. And we are located near Fulshear and Cinco Ranch on FM 359.
So many numbers. But they're really easy to get to. These are beautiful spots. And kind of the drive to both of them is kind of charming, you know, depending on how you go.
Yep. It's a nice drive, sure.
Yeah. Not really off the beaten path, you know? Like, they're on big roads. But it's like you can go – like, one time I was going out to Enchanted Gardens, and I wound through, like, a neighborhood that was kind of this creekside road. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it was like – it's just kind of south from – you go south from Enchanted Gardens and take a left. It's like how you would get to Longmeadow Farms.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, a very curvy creekside road. Anyway, it was a cool little trip. So – all right, 281-496-5711. This isn't Home Show How to Get to Enchanted Garden Pros, but I guess it sort of is.
You made it there.
281-496-5711. Maureen, what's your question for Joey?
Yes, I have a lovely pair of gloves, which I got many years ago to keep the thorns from attacking me when I was trimming. But the gloves are now getting stiff. They've taken on a life of their own. So is there any oil or something I can rub into them to
Yeah, yeah.
They have so more comfort.
They're leather gloves.
All leather. Yeah, yes. They're getting stiff.
Well, as a avid baseball player and boot wearer, I really enjoy. It's called Bear's Foot, but like a rah bear, not a no clothes bear. And so, Bear's Foot oil, and they're not sponsors on the show. I just really like them. Joey, you have any input? So it's great for playing baseball gloves. Great for kind of waterproofing your boots, but also really makes leather more supple.
So would I go to a sports store possibly?
Possibly, yeah. Maybe that's where you would get them. I might just go to the website and order directly from the company.
Okay, sure. Well, yeah, I'd like to hear from your guest if he has an idea also.
Yeah, I bet Academy or somewhere, you know, one of those sporting goods stores would have something, like Danny said, for baseball gloves and things of that sort. I bet it would work on those.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or even like Red Wing store will have boot oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Because they're really quality and now I look at my roses a little differently. I can't get into them sometimes.
Oh, yeah, the roses will get you.
Yeah.
Are they the ones that kind of go to the elbow, the gauntlets?
Well, yes, they were a gift. And
well, it's kind of it's funny they call them gauntlets because when they get stiff, they are like armor. You know what I mean? They're like, I can't even hold a sword.
Which is a good thing in one way, but a bad thing in the other.
Absolutely.
So this is encouraging. All righty. Thank you so much. I'll continue listening.
Thanks,
is there
Maureen.
Anything else? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. So roses, they kind of always come to mind when people talk about dry weather water smart plants, because really you can grow roses with very little water.
Yeah, you sure can. You know, especially a lot of the antique roses in this area. Antique roses are ones that have been around since before pesticides and insecticides that are able to pretty much take care of themselves.
So, and most of those are the ones that you can get locally, at least, are kind of proven for our area. So there's water smart roses. There's, what's the other category on roses? Earth kind?
Pioneer roses or earth kind roses.
Uh-huh. And so these are ones that have been through a kind of a system to see if they grow here. Most of the antiques are kind of really proven to be able to make it, especially in our area because they're grown near here. You know what I mean? Like it's like a really great. What are some. I love smell on roses. And so the. Is it Mr. Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that Abraham Lincoln?
Mr. Lincoln.
The Mr. Lincoln roses smell so good.
Yep.
And I'm always like, oh my gosh. And they're really pretty red, and they actually grow in our area. So,
yep. One of my favorites is Belinda's Dream.
Yes.
Nice big bloom, repeat bloomer, very fragrant.
Yeah, and that's not too aggressive of a grower either, but it still makes a pretty good-sized bush.
Yep.
That's probably the easiest row. If you're looking to start on antique roses, Belinda's Dream is a great, great starting point. I have those. And there, we use them for cut flowers. Very beautiful rose.
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to explore a couple more making your space water-wise before Joey bounces out of here. What are some other tips besides location that people can do to like make their space more water-wise?
So it's not all about the plants being water-wise.
Yeah.
We talked about this and we kind of decided that we don't think plants have brains.
Okay.
So you got to be the brains behind the water-wise part of it. So not overwatering is key, as always.
Absolutely.
You know, once most plants get established, they don't need as much water as you think. I hadn't had the sprinkler on in my house in months.
Yeah, I mean, all I've been watering is I've been watering two areas: the vegetable patch and this nature park by my house has bamboo infestation and it comes under my fence. And so I've been watering around the bamboo. So when I pull it out, the soil's loose. That's all I've been watering. So I guess citrus. I've been watering citrus a little bit to make sure that we're not too dry on that.
Yeah. Even citrus trees, I mean, they can, for the most part, if they're established, they can do on their own, unless we just don't get rain for a long, long time.
Yeah, but they can still look pretty in a drought. Right, they still are green, but you won't get the fruit production in a drought or a dry period.
Speaking of citrus. Not to change subjects, but we talked about talked about, talking about leaf miners.
Okay. Well,
on
go.
Citrus.
Yeah, go. No.
So, yeah, leaf miners are starting to kick in gear. If you see your citrus trees, the leaves on the citrus trees starting to kind of curl or roll over and have little zigzag lines in them, then you probably have leaf miners. They're the most common problem in Houston, probably with citrus trees.
Well, what's some advice on them?
Obviously, you need to spray something organic on it since they're edible. But I would recommend alternating a spray of horticultural oil or all seasons oil every 10 days or so with spinosad.
Okay. Could you mix the two? I mean, is that possible?
I'd do one week and okay. one the next, or you know, every 10 days or so.
Yeah.
What do you use for leaf miners?
I do actually very similar, but instead of spinosad, I use molasses.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit of a biological control for caterpillars, but it also is really great for the soil. But I'll mix them, mm-hmm. and every 10 days is almost exactly what I would encourage.
Yeah.
2 weeks if you really want to like space it out, but the oil takes longer to go away than anything else because it's, you know, oil. So, a regular treatment is the way to keep them off of it.
Yeah, because they're just going to keep coming back. And just like anything organic, you know, or not anything, a lot of things organic, they don't have a long-lasting effect like the chemicals do, which is what you want on something that you're going to eat. You don't want something that's going to stick around.
Absolutely. And I, honestly, it's maybe like a couple of my citrus are more susceptible to it.
Mm-hmm.
The lemon is big time. The Republic of Texas orange gets it some. But like satsumas, clementines, navel oranges, they seem to not get a problem. Kumquats.
Yeah, definitely some are more prone to it than others.
So, you know, being a lot more assertive on the lemon means I don't get an infestation on the plants next to it also. So that's great stuff. Any other citrus tips before we kind of check out?
It's a good time to fertilize them.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's not intuitive, I think, fertilizing right now citrus, but you're talking about fruit yield.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So the MicroLife citrus fertilizer is great for them.
I love that stuff. That's like my favorite MicroLife.
Yep. You can never put too much of the organic fertilizer on it for the most part. I mean, it's not going to burn them even when it's hot. So.
Yeah. Don't do like a 3-foot mound or whatever. You know, what Joey said, can't put too much. But, you know, you can overapply and it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good even. Awesome. Hey, well, thanks so much. We're going to take a call with Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer here after this and see what's going on over there. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Create your own healing center at home. Let Mother Nature boost your immune system and take away your stress. Love her back with MicroLife, Mother Nature's favorite food. At MicroLife, we believe healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people are all connected. That's why our fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible and do no harm. Add MicroLife fertilizers and you'll grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Be dependable. I've heard that from my dad my whole life.
Bert Jr. from KISS Generators.
Dependable is our family code. It's why we believe KISS Generators is your best choice for a home generator. We exclusively install Kohler generators because they're proven dependable, keeping families like yours safe for over a century. Why wait for a power outage? Keep your home secure and powered no matter what. Choose dependable, choose Kohler from KISS Generators. We treat you like family, only better. KISSGenerators.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back, and we have Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer, lovingly known as Yard Geek, here to answer some gardening questions for you. Really, one specific question.
Good morning. Good morning, Danny.
This question from Will is a question I've had before, I've dealt with before, so I'm eager to hear your answer on it. Here's Will's question. Bought an older home, found bamboo growing around the AC unit, cut the bamboo down and dug out the roots, but it keeps coming back fast. What can I do to remove it without poisoning the soil?
Well, continue to dig and continue to dig out those roots. That's the only thing I can really promote to you, because it's what you're going to have to do. With that being said, there's some things that you can spray. You use some like 20% vinegar spray to spray that soil with after you dig, things like that. That's an organic. It will not poison the soil, but once again, bamboo and getting it out of your soil, especially that hard clay soil, is very, very difficult, and it's going to be a long process. It's going to be a long process regardless, but as you're digging those holes, I would really work on those areas as mulching or composting those areas real well, help loosening up that gumbo soil that stuff is growing in. So when the bamboo starts to grow back again, it's a lot easier to pull that out. If we keep pulling it out and keep digging those roots as much as you can and trying to get every single bit of that root out, we can control that bamboo, and that is what we're going to need to do in the long run to make that happen.
Okay, wow. Well, that's intense. So no easy herbicide on this one.
No, unfortunately, there are several things I can say about it, and I won't, but bamboo is tough, and it is one of the toughest things to get rid of. So if you ever plant it, make sure you want it there for a long time.
Right, nice. Okay, well, thanks, Bob.
If you have any kind of yard and garden problem, please don't ever hesitate to call us here at Southwest Fertilizer or come by the store and visit with us. We have several yard geeks on staff. And if you'd like, send a picture. Go out in the yard, take a picture with your phone, send it in to me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.